country.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, again, if someone had an uncle named John, they'd call him
Uncle John or Uncle Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Or Uncle Johnny, either.
Usually Uncle Johnny.
Now, did you ever hear of anybody talking and calling somebody a jackleg?
Yeah.
Well, how did they use that? What would that mean?
Repeat that, honey.
A jackleg, like they might call somebody a...
Oh, well, that he was kind of he was uneducated and was trying to do something he didn't know how to do.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard him use it with a preacher?
Yeah, I've heard that. He's just a jackleg. He just come up out of the mountains and never been to school and just hacked up what he wanted to himself. That's called a jackleg preacher, and we've had doctors the same way that never went off to school or anything, and they'd go out to a older doctor and go around with him, and doctor with him. They called doctoring under him for maybe 6 weeks, and then he'd get out and doctor himself, and they called him a jackleg doctor.
Oh.
We've had one in this county, and we had one that I guess is the means of a man living that's living today. Because three of our educated doctors were doctoring him for typhoid fever. And this jackleg doctor came along and stopped at a half-brother of the sick man and ate dinner. And he said, "Now I want you to go with me down here to see my brother." And when he opened the door, he said, "Shoo, measles, measles."
Oh.
And he told the man that gave him his dinner to go out along the creek and get some spice wood fast as he could. And he told the man, he was a boy then, he's a middle-aged man today, told her to get the tea kettle full of hot water, and he made some spice wood tea, and he stayed till the boy broke out with measles, and then he got well. And three of our educated doctors, everybody figured he would have died with what they said was typhoid fever. That's before we had vaccines for that or anything. But now this jackleg doctor found the trouble.
And he knew what to do.
And he's living, the doctor's dead, but that man is living today.
Oh, he is?
Yes, just a little ways out of Mountain City.
Oh, that's
really, I know him well.
Oh, really?
So sometimes these jackleg
things,
all right.
Well, do they ever use it? Do they talk about, say, a jackleg carpenter?
Yeah.
They use it that way?
People that haven't had any training.
Now, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
Now, in the war between the states, the commander of the Confederate Army was called
Lee.
And if you're, his title was
Jackson.
His title.
Oh, his title, General.
Yeah, and
General Robert E. Lee.
And now that man that sells the Kentucky Fried Chicken is called
the Methodist preacher.
The man that calls the man that sells Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Champ. CHEF, is that right?
And if you were, now, of course, in the Army, a general is the high. Now, what about another rank below general?
Is that lieutenant?
Lieutenant. And how about, have you heard of, say, a colonel?
Yeah.
In the Army? Like colonel?
Colonel Wallace. Colonel.
Now what about the man who's in charge of a ship? You call him a
captain.
Have you ever heard the word captain used in any other way?